بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we have in any situation we have choices to do this or that. Whatever the situation, there is no situation in which we do not have a choice. One of the books that I have read 3 times, if I am not mistaken, and which I recommend to people to read, and I will send you the link of this, is a book by a Frenchman, and the name of the book is Papillon, which means butterfly. And this is a book by this guy who was, it's a true story. And it's the story of this guy who was falsely implicated in a murder, and he was sentenced to life imprisonment, which actually meant life. I mean, those days life imprisonment was not 7 years or something, meant life forever. And he was shipped off to a penal colony on an island off the coast of South America without any hope of escape. And the story is about how this man actually manages to escape. And he takes off, believe it or not, he takes off from that island on a sack filled with dry coconuts in the open ocean. In the open ocean. An absolutely incredible story. So it's worth reading. And the reason I'm saying that is because one of the times of this, in this imprisonment, for whatever he did, he was imprisoned in solitary confinement in a pit in the earth with a metal grill on top. So it was a big deep ditch pit, and he was thrown inside there and put a metal grill on top. So he was there for almost a month or something, or more. How he maintained his spirits, how he maintained his nutrition? By eating cockroaches. Because that's nutrient, it's protein. And how did they get created? Because of his own feces. And how he maintained his body, his muscle tone, by doing exercises in that pit, which was like 6 feet by 6 feet. Absolutely incredible story. Worth reading. The reason I'm saying is because my big takeaway from, and I think I must have read this first time when I was maybe 21, 22 or something like that, maybe earlier. And then I've read it twice after that. The reason I'm saying that is because my big takeaway from this was not all this adventure, which is also part of the takeaway, but it is one simple lesson, which is that we all have choices. We can choose to see any situation in at least 2 ways, sometimes multiple ways. For example, we are now in the month of April, and the most common Hyderabadi conversation we hear is how hot it is. Everybody. Yesterday, somebody is telling me, they went somewhere out. They came and said, oh my God, what heat. So, I said, anybody who has air conditioning in his house, and air conditioning in his office, and air conditioning in his car, has no right to talk about heat. So that was the end of that conversation. Isn't it serious? And I said, I do not have air conditioning in my house, not because I am impoverished or not because I am stingy, but because I don't need it. And I don't even like air conditioning. And my wife mercifully agrees with me. So we have no air conditioning at all. We have coolers, and my cooler, I use it only at night. And that is not because I am trying to save electricity, but because I am not feeling hot. I have a fan, I am very comfortable, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. We have a choice. How do you want to see? So I said, now in this particular situation, you have a choice. One is, keep watching that temperature, keep watching the clock. Oh, yesterday it was 41 degrees. Oh my God, today it's 40, prediction is 42 degrees. Or, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you air conditioning. Both are there with you simultaneously at the same time. The air conditioning is there, the heat is also there. Your choice, which one you want to look at. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Layin shakartum lazidannakum. Wa ista'azana rabbukum, layin shakartum lazidannakum, wa layin kafartum inna azabi lashadid. Allah mentioned this. Allah said, if you thank me for my blessings, I will increase them. I will put barakah in them. Now, my understanding of this barakah is that Allah will make you aware. See, when you thank somebody for something, the first thing that happens is that you are aware of this thing. Otherwise, you were taking it for granted. It was there, but you didn't really bother about it. But the moment you thank the person for that, then you feel, oh my God, this is here. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me this. Many times people, you know, after bereavement, right? Husband dies, wife dies, something. The person who is alive, he will say, no, everything is gone. I have lost everything. Oh, really? You lost everything? Go to Palestine. Then you know what is lost everything. Go to the eager people in China. Then you know what's lost everything. Go and sit with the Rohingyas. Then you know what's lost everything. You lost everything? What about your children? They also died? What about the grandchildren? They are also dead? What do you mean? How have you lost everything? What about your own health? Go and look at a person who is paralyzed. That's why I tell people, go and visit hospitals. Go and visit hospitals. We've got plenty around, less than 1 kilometer, we've got 3 or 4 here. Go and visit hospitals. Also help the people who are there, the poor people and so on, go pay their bills. But just go and see. Then you understand what Allah has given us. You say, Alhamdulillah, yes, I have a loss. No doubt about that. We are not saying that loss is, worth. No, definitely. But Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me so much more. What about that more? But it's human nature. It's human nature, like I mentioned the heat thing. So I say, if you have air conditioning, then you can't say, talk about it. Okay. So I say, well, I don't have air conditioning in my house. I am a laborer. I am working on a construction site. I am working in the hot sun all day. Don't I have a right to complain about the heat? I say, no, you don't have the right to complain about the heat because you have a job. You have a job. Because there is somebody like you, who is in the same heat and he also has no job. So he also has hunger. So why are you complaining? A man came to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was saying the same kind of story about thankfulness, he came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, all of this is fine. Look at me. What do I have to thank Allah for? He said, I am poor, I am hungry, I am not well, I have got some problems and so on, I have got no money, I am destitute. You are saying, thank Allah. For what? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, when you urinate, is there any pain? He said, no. He said, thank Allah for that. Ask somebody who has got UTI. When you urinate, it's like you are on fire. People have UTI and fear of that urinating, because it's literally like, you are on fire. It burns so, it's so painful. They stop drinking water and they end up with kidney failure. They get other problems. So, Alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Umar said, thank Allah that you are able to urinate without any problem. I'm saying this because this is the issue with us, with all of us to some extent, with some of us to a greater extent. This is something which do not allow any kalimat, do not allow a single sentence of thanklessness to come out from your mouth. No matter what. Do not allow a single sentence of thanklessness to come out of your mouth. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever He has given us, and Allah has given us so much. Subhanallah, ajeeb. That's why I keep on saying that the same old stories I keep repeating because we don't learn the lesson from the stories. The hadith of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, if you wake up in the morning without pain, your body is healthy, your family is safe, and you have food for today, he said, you are among the most fortunate people in the world. We have got a lot more than that. We have a lot more than that.
Those who don't have air conditioning, what if you didn't have electricity? Those who don't have electricity, what if you didn't have a roof over your house? We live in a country where none of this requires imagination. There are people living in these conditions right around where we live. All we need to do is to look at them and say what Disraeli is supposed to have said. There goes Disraeli, but for the grace of God. And Disraeli was an atheist. We need to look at them and say, there goes Yaver Beg, but for the grace of Allah. And you need to put your name in there, not mine. Coming back to the summer, the hotter the summer, the sweeter the mangoes. Focus on the mangoes instead of the heat. The hotter the summer, the fewer the mosquitoes. Right now we are in a mosquito-free environment. I mean, for people living in places like this, in Hyderabad, in other places like this, that is a huge blessing, right? Imagine, sometimes when I'm standing there near the masjid and I'm giving adhan, there have been a time or two when a mosquito flew into my mouth. And I had to spit it out to save myself from the fiqhi question of whether a mosquito is halal or haram if it goes inside, if I swallow it. My brothers and sisters, that is the reason why Rasulullah ﷺ said, always look at somebody who Allah has given less than you, and then you will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu.
So never, never, never allow a single word of thanklessness to come out of our mouths. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be always, always, always thankful to Him. We are coming into the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this month in good health, in Iman, with free time. We must free our time for Ramadan so that we can truly enjoy Ramadan the way it is to be enjoyed in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah to enable us to do that and to make it easy for us and to accept it from us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmatullah.